to read from the Psalms, Psalm 90, and read from verse 14. Psalm 90, verse 14. Satisfy us early with thy love and kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, according to the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy majesty unto their sons. And let the beauty of Jehovah our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. And then in the first book of Samuel, chapter 2, 3, just read the second part of the verse. For Jehovah is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. And then in the second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 4, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. For our momentary and light affliction works for us in surpassing measure an eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are for a time, but those that are not seen, eternal. We were reading part of this psalm this morning, and I've been encouraged by what has already been said as we've been together. That what I have in mind particularly is the way that God works actions, as Hannah says in Samuel. That we can have complete confidence in God. He's the one who has set everything on, and the impression that I get in this psalm, a prayer of Moses, is the stability that he knew. He knew that God was from eternity and to eternity. He knew that to him time was in one sense incidental, and yet he has chosen to establish time in order to work out his ways and in order to establish worship to himself. So that is indeed what is in view. Now, I think Moses too was a worshipper. This is a prayer of Moses that we see elsewhere, don't we? The Song of Moses, where he celebrates the greatness of God's power. We've spoken of, we have the power that works in us. Extraordinary, isn't it? The power of God coming down to ourselves so that it should be seen in what we do. So again, as has been said, we might say many things, but it's actions, it's works, which are a much more accurate expression of what is in us. And I'm very much aware that often the sisters are much more practical in this, in the actions which God can look on favourably. They can be weighed. Not like what Belshazzar was doing. He was weighed in the balances and found wanting. That's a very serious matter, to be found wanting. But you know what God looks for is a response to his own love and his own work in us. So it's a very positive end to this psalm of Moses. He says, satisfy us early with thy loving kindness. What the note says, in the morning. It's good, isn't it, to be occupied with the Lord's things in the morning. Good to make time for them. Just to contemplate things, to pray. It's a satisfaction, I think, which would stay with us through the day. We may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Well, it's good if we can be joyful, even when there are things which would perhaps beset us. But as we've been told, we know the shepherd. And I think Moses certainly knew the one who was shepherding him. He himself was one shepherding the people through the wilderness, but he had resource in God, able to help him in that. So It says, make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us. It's an interesting way of putting, isn't it? I think that's the affliction that Moses knew in the wilderness as a result of the unfaithfulness of the people. And yet he is one who interceded for them. Hannah, she earlier in the in chapter 1 of where I read in Samuel, she spoke about her affliction because she was barren. You know, God knows those afflictions. We might not be able to share them, but God knows them. Mm-hmm. And I think they are part of what works in our spiritual growth in order that there should be something further worked out for God's glory. So it says, let thy work appear unto thy servants, thy majesty unto their sons. It's good to see the work of God, isn't it? We can see it in one another. It's good when you can see it growing, when there's evidence of the work of God in every believer. We can be glad to see one another take account of that work. And as we know, it is going to be displayed, isn't it, in the coming day and throughout eternity. And it says, let the beauty of Jehovah our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. So that's our work, the work of our hands. Now, as we know, our righteousness is as filthy rags. It's nothing to do with what we might have in our own minds to do. But this is what is done for God's sake. And maybe even we might think something is insignificant. Mm. You know, God weighs those actions. They have his assessment. And I think we can be encouraged in this, that these things are established. It says, yea, the work of our hands established thou it. Mm. That's God's work, isn't it? Continuing in everyone. It's that we might be established. Just as Moses was established in the knowledge of God, knowing that God was faithful. Well, we are able to commit everything, aren't we, into the hands of a faithful Creator. And we know that one who abides faithful. We might be unfaithful, but he abides faithful. Mm. I think Hannah knew something of this. What affliction she'd been through in her spirit, haven't she? We see that in the first chapter, that she prayed. As if she wrestled with God in relation to this matter. It was so important to her, not just to have a child, but so that there should be one who would be devoted to God, one whom she would devote to him. It wasn't just a selfish desire on her part, but she wanted one who would be for God's service. So good desire, isn't it, with every one of us in regard of our children as well as ourselves, that they should be serviceable to the Master. So I just read this section of verse 3. Jehovah is a God of knowledge. Interesting, isn't it? The God of knowledge. His knowledge is infinite. When you read that, I remember that that being a great comfort to me a few years ago. That God's knowledge was infinite. It seemed as though at the time doctors are very limited in their knowledge of a particular particular illness, but God's knowledge is infinite. And so it says, Jehovah is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are made. I know, just speak personally, maybe there are things I've done and not even thought about. But I know one particular incident where I spoke to a brother many years after it is, and he said that there's just some simple thing I'd done which was a real encouragement to him, and I didn't even realize it was happening. But you know, that was an action which was weighed. It made nothing of me. I would just attribute it to the work of God in me. But it was a great encouragement, and we should be on the line of encouragement, and it's not just by words. It's often by actions, maybe just very simple things, which further the work of God in every one of us. So this was a prayer of victory, wasn't it? An exaltation in Hannah. that she had an answer to the affliction of her soul. And there was one whom she devoted to Jehovah. And we know what resulted from that affliction in her soul, that there was one who was able to lead the Lord's people. What a leader he was. He was the one looking on to the coming in of the king, of David mm-hmm. the king. Well, in Corinthians, Paul speaks of our momentary and light affliction. Mm-hmm. Might not seem like that at the time. But Paul is putting things in perspective of what is eternal. Momentary. Just as Moses says earlier in that Psalm 90, for 1,000 years in thy sight are as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. So in God's estimation, it's momentary. Mm. And what is in view is eternity. There can be an eternal weight of glory. Those actions which are weighed, well, they're kept on, there's a weight of glory. Brother referred to the city coming down. Mm-hmm. It has the glory of God. This isn't glory for ourselves. We might have the affliction, but what is to be worked out is glory to God. Mm-hmm. And the city, when it comes down, has the glory of God. Mm-hmm. It's a great encouragement to me to think about that, because there is what is coming, and God is going to bring everything done for his sake into display into that day. So we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. That's a remarkable thing, isn't it, that we look at things which are not seen. The world doesn't see them, does it? But God has given the Spirit, and he is the one who would receive of the things of Christ and announce them to us.
Yeah.
It was a great encouragement, I think, to be aware of the speaking and the comfort of the Holy Spirit mm. in our lives here. Mm. So this affliction works for us in surpassing measure. Mm. Yes, far exceedingly above. Mm. As our brother said in Ephesians 3, far exceedingly above all which we should ask or think. The surpassing measure and eternal weight of glory. Mm. May you be encouraged by that. The Lord's name. Amen.